Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good evening. The show tonight concentrates pretty much on the Gulf's two choke points. That would be the Bab el-Mandeb, the Red Sea exit, and the Straits of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf exit. No profound change, a lot of standoff and stalemate. The Trump administration, the White House, is saying there's a prospect for continued talks. However, there is progress, and surprising, Israel meeting with representatives of Hezbollah at the State Department yesterday and looking for more conversation going forward once the Israeli cabinet vouchsafes the contact. That is very positive given the deployment of IDF into Lebanon and the anticipation of a further campaign in order to deprive Lebanon and Hezbollah of those very good offensive weapons they're supposed to have in the north of the country. Excellent missiles with good targeting. Not something Israel wants to light up. Have to go get them. And the talks are more promising given that would defang Hezbollah. Perhaps talk is what Iran likes to do, and they're good at it. Remember, it took 2 years to get the JCPOA. And Mr. Trump seems to be in a hurry, and that's to the advantage of the bazaar seller. That would be Iran. Otherwise, the U.S. Navy says the blockade is holding. It is not clear what the rules are to me. An Iran-bound ship is to be kept out, and a ship leaving Iran waters is to be kept in. It's the best I can figure. However, there seem to be ships leaving from other places that are exiting the Straits of Hormuz. They are searching for mines, but no reported findings yet. The other choke point is far more dangerous, I'm told, because that, the Bab el-Mandeb, the choke point that at the southern part of the Red Sea, is the way that Saudi Arabia, now that they've restored a big pipeline, can get oil out, Saudi Arabia and its neighbors. And if Bab el-Mandeb comes under attack, then Saudi Arabia must hold on to its oil, and it's filling up its storage capacity. Everybody is slowing down the process. Globalization also has a pace, and to change that pace looks to be damaging to the infrastructure. In other news, there was always the prospect that Ukraine was going to turn to the better after the defeat of Viktor Orban in Hungary. But I didn't see any evidence today. I learned from my colleague Michael Bernstam that the $90 million euro the EU has pledged to Ukraine might not be cash in hand. Might be something that the EU has to raise by selling bonds or borrowing. Unclear. In any event, the check's not cleared the bank yet for Ukraine. In the meantime, Ukraine has acquired a reputation of very effective battlefield manager of drones with huge casualties on the Russian side, which is horrible and a tragedy and a pity because these are young people being destroyed by machines. In a war they don't understand, they're getting paid as mercenaries, and Russia is willing to exhaust its supply of young men all across the continent in order to maintain what? Offensive against robots? That appears to be what's going on. Robots make people nervous. I understand. Asimov didn't imagine a world where robots would kill. Remember the three laws of androids, robotics. iRobot. A robot will not kill a human being. A robot will endeavor at all costs to prevent a human being from being killed or to protect a human being. And a robot will preserve its own life unless that violates one and two. Sacrificing your robot existence to save a human being. That doesn't look anywhere close to what's happening now. The robots kill and return and kill and return, and they're not expensive. Drones are robots. There's no fancy definition. A robot doesn't have to look like a human. In fact, best not, given the gravity of the situation, gravity and the advantage of wheels and treads and flight. There was some promising news from outer space, a discovery. I've talked about this before, but I got to go over it again with Ken Croswell. It's the runaway black holes, discovered for the first time by something that was in the middle of all this planetary movement around, but we can't see it. Well, you can't see a black hole. Not even light escapes, or at least that is the theory. And there are apparently runaway black holes in our galaxy. They're everywhere. So I asked Ken what I thought was a logical question. They're runaway planets, interstellar planets. They're runaway suns, interstellar suns, moving between one sun that has thrown them out and another sun that might capture them. And now they're runaway black holes. If a black hole was coming our way, would that be the end of us? So Ken's comforting words were, we've been here more than 4 billion years. It's a very big thing, the space out there. The idea of a black hole heading our way is far-fetched after 4.6 billion years. Yes, it could happen. Yes, if a black hole passed between Jupiter and Mars and the asteroid belt, for example, all the planets would be dashed in all directions, some thrown into the sun, some thrown out of the solar system. Not a good day. The universe is a violent place, and it wasn't made for human beings who need oxygen and gravity. At least this iteration of human beings, this iteration of creature. Also, two technical conversations with young people at the FDD. Andrea Stricker, I spoke with her about chemical weapons in Iran. Annie Fixler, I spoke with her about cyber attacks and combination cyber attacks and drone attacks on vulnerable nodes such as data centers that are built overseas. Depending upon who you are, Amazon or other data centers, Oracle, they're extremely vulnerable and will remain vulnerable because nobody thought through putting a data center in what became a war zone. And how do you defend an Amazon data center? Well, you don't think you have to, so you don't. And there you have it. Our adversaries, Iran, understands the criticality of a data center, and take one down, you're looking at commerce and banking and everything threatened in a region. Yes, nuclear power plants are also vulnerable, but data centers are the new target of choice by bad actors with drones or cyber attackers. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.